This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 475 for Thursday, July 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are higher on Thursday in an attempt to regain some of the steep losses from over the last few days. The November contract gains $9.60 at $9.03.10 per ton. The January contract rises $4.60 at $8.88.70 per ton. After a series of expansions to the daily limit, ICE is raising the regular limit from $30 to $50 per ton, effective today. There's support coming from increases in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. However, there's pressure from losses in Chicago soybeans and soy meal. Temperatures across the prairies will push into the low to mid 30 degrees Celsius for the balance of the week. Any significant rainfall is most likely to be in the Peace River region. The northern areas of Saskatchewan and Manitoba could see scattered showers, while the central and southern prairies are to remain dry. The Canadian dollar turns lower, with the loonie at 79.7 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 80.02. Rain of up to 2.5 inches is forecast for the upper United States Midwest and eastern Corn Belt today. Temperatures in the U.S. will be in the 80 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its weekly export sales report this morning. For the week ending July 8th, wheat export sales climbed 46% at nearly 425,000 tons. Old crop corn export sales fall 20% from the previous week to about 139,000 tons, while new crop sales are approximately 133,000 tons. Old crop soybean export sales drop 66% at 21,700 tons, while new crop sales are about 291,000 tons. Old crop soy meal tumbles to a marketing year low of 70,700 tons as new crop exceeds 126,000 tons. Soy oil incurs a net reduction in sales of 900 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The November contract is down 2 cents at $13.81 per bushel. August soy oil rises almost 0.8 of a cent at 67 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal drops $4.10 at $3.64.60 per short ton. Corn futures are lower as well on Thursday. The September contract dips 2 cents at $5.66.5 per bushel. Chicago oats ease back, with the September contract down 3 cents at $4.32. Wheat futures are stronger on Thursday. Chicago September gains 13.5 cents at $6.67. Kansas City September is up 9 cents at $6.37. And Minneapolis September jumps 15 cents at $8.75. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 15th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.